This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set?
Hello.
Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. You know, for those of you new to the broadcast, there are over 200 of us here at USA Prepares and experts in all kinds of areas. We're innovators, we're dentists, medical doctors, engineers, surgeons, CEOs, broadcasters, editors, authors, physicists, programmers. Most of us can't hold down a job. And I'm delighted, because we don't take direction very well, I'm delighted to introduce to you your newest instructor, Dr. Timothy Sheckley. He's an international consultant in computer and communications engineering and policy. He works on technical standards for the home and building networks and controls related to solar energy, particularly to adding batteries to photovoltaic systems. He works on technical and policy issues related to broadband fiber networks and the Internet of Things. He's a PhD in communications policy, and he served on the faculty of the University of Colorado and Colorado State University. Welcome, Dr. Tim Sheckley.
Thank you, Vincent.
And it's great. It's great having you as an instructor. And today we're going to be talking about several areas, and one of them is we can start with the transformation of energy technology from centralized and capital-intensive to distributed. In smaller areas. And you know, when you think about this, it's kind of like the factory farm. The factory farm where you have hundreds of thousands of birds laying eggs compared to small farms where you have free-range chickens. And in the big factory farms, you have an enormous amount of waste, enormous amount, an enormous amount of smell, and potential for enormous amounts of pollution compared to the smaller free-range chickens farms where the manure doesn't smell, the chickens don't smell, and they fertilize the area where they live. And it works out really well. Can you share with us, Dr. Tim Sheckley, what your thoughts are on this transformation from centralized to distributed energy?
Well, I'll give it a stab here. The history of electricity, we have to remember, is only 130 years old. I mean, it's not been around that long. But for most of that time, until just a few years ago, it was extremely capital intensive. It took a lot of money to build the big generation and transmission systems. Basically, the way it's organized is there's generation, transmission, distribution, and the customer. The generators were usually originally coal and hydro and nuclear. The transmission lines, high voltage lines that you've seen around, and then the distribution lines in your streets and alleys that go to the actual homes and businesses. Those are the three elements, and all of that was very expensive. So it was an infrastructure that was took a lot of money. So the Thomas Edison and people like George Westinghouse that started the industry and started the technology basically developed these alliances with banks, and particularly J.P. Morgan and Thomas Edison. And they formed a company called Edison General Electric as one of the big companies of that time. Well, the transformation that's going on right now is with solar energy, particularly photovoltaics and the stuff that goes with it, like the electronic inverters and the batteries and things like that are getting so cheap, they're becoming commodities. So there's a transformation that's taking place from the centralized capital-intensive system to the distributed consumer electronic commodity system. It's a gradual transition, but we can see it all around us, and the dramatic drop in the price of solar panels and batteries make it practical to distribute this and for each of the customers to actually generate a lot of their own power economically, and getting to the point where we just ultimately may not need the centralized generation and transmission facilities anymore and just rely on the wires and poles and a community-based energy system where we all generate our power in within the community. That's entirely possible. In some places, it's already being done.
You know, I mentioned to you off the air, I ran for the board of directors for a local electric cooperative, and that was exactly one of the things that I was proposing, that we have, you know, people like us who have a farm, and we have a solar array, and, you know, maybe we just can't use all the electricity we generate. We can put some into the battery bank, and we still might have some left over on these bright, sunny days, and, well, you know, if we could physically disconnect our part of the grid, you know, 35,000 customers that we have on this particular utility, if we could disconnect from the grid, which we can just by throwing some switches, and if there were an EMP and we'd want to disconnect, well, if we had some available excess from guys that have built and gals who have built, you know, these solar arrays, we could put it back on our smaller grid and have like a large village cooperative power, separate from the power generation of the big nuclear, the big coal, and the big hydros. And it could be done. I talked to the CEO about it, but people thought I was nuts. Now, I'm agreeing with you.
Well, the technology
I'm agreeing with
it
you,
is just
because I proposed this.
Yeah. Well, that's the way a lot of developing countries are going. And we would like
sure,
to
and it makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, Elon Musk was out there and he unrolled some flexible solar panels and he was powering a hospital. But doesn't this really mean, you know, if we want to have distributed electricity, doesn't it really mean one of the first things that we have to do is reduce our consumption? Isn't that part of this?
Well, that's part of it. Yeah, because every watt that you can save is a watt you don't have to generate or store. And then the technology for generating and storing it becomes even cheaper. So the basic idea here is that, well, particularly with solar energy. Now, a lot of the things that I was talking about apply to wind as well, but solar is particularly good because except that it doesn't generate it during the night, so you have to store it somehow. The biggest problem with solar is that it only is when the sun shines. But if with the proper storage or an adequate amount of storage and economy, as you suggest, or efficiency, you can meet your needs or meet the community's needs by both storing it part of the time and then trading it between other members of the community during both on and off time.
Dr. Sheckley, you know, one of the things that we've made a claim here at USA Prepares And we believe that we are the first transcontinental powered by the sun broadcast. What I'm saying is I'm broadcasting via solar right now and in my studio at our farm. Well, Gwyneth Isaacs is one of our instructors, and she's in Australia. And she lives on a farm, and she's totally off the grid there. And so she will broadcast via the sun. So I think we're the first, and we've been doing this for quite a while, experimenting with solar. And you're absolutely right. The tough one, the toughest part of all of this is the batteries, the expense of the batteries, and having the battery bank be large enough. And then how do you have this battery bank that's large enough and it will last long enough to make it viable? And as we talk about distributed electricity, we also need to talk about shifting the load. So, for example, let's say I built a little switch in our kitchen. Actually, it's six switches. One of our instructors said, hey, you know, you can use a standard 20-amp three-way switch, the kind that you might have in a hallway where you can flip the switch on one end of the hallway, the light comes on, and as you exit the other end of the hall, you can flip that switch and the light goes off. So these are really common switches. Well, I employed that technology, that simplicity, in our kitchen. I have six switches. So on those switches, I can switch between on-grid and off-grid for certain circuits. So if Mrs. Finelli, my wife, wants to wash clothes and it's not a sunny day, she flips the switch to on-grid. If she wants to power that washing machine via the sun, she flips it to the solar side. So it's either an up or down switch. And these are switches that are like $1.50 or $2 a piece. And what I'm trying to say is we can do the same thing with our dishwasher. We can do the same thing with a lot of these appliances, except for it's not practical for a hot water heater, and it's not practical for a toaster, typically, to run that on solar. So we'd have to shift what we do with the generation of electricity, because it's easy to generate electricity. It's hard to store it. Would you agree with that?
Yes, yes. Well, let's say the storage is going to be the more expensive element. So I'd say the cost of a solar a battery-equipped solar system. And I'm not talking about an off-grid system. There's three kinds of solar plus storage. There's on-grid, grid-tied all the time. There's off-grid, and then there's grid-connected but with battery backup. So the battery just becomes like a booster. And if the grid goes down, the battery then can take over.
And what we have is that hybrid system. And actually, we can be on-grid, off-grid, or grid-tied, or hybrid. And we can just, at the selection of a software switch, we can select among them. And the problem we have right now is, if I want to do some welding on a dark day, oh boy, we might need the grid for that. So we're working.
Right. the new electronic
supplements. Are you searching for a high quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
It's about about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at idstronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. idstronghold.com.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Tim Sheckley's with us, and we're talking about decentralized power generation, electricity. And Dr. Sheckley, I mentioned on this broadcast that three years ago, I ran for the board of directors of a local power company, and my plan was to protect the power grid from an EMP, electromagnetic pulse. And there are ways that we could do that. And I was on stage in front of the attendees at the annual board of directors meeting, and people laughed at me. So I lost that election. And then I challenged, 3 years later, last August, I challenged the incumbents again on the board. There are nine incumbents. And I said, well, my plan is to reduce our electric bills with decentralized power generation, exactly what you're talking about. And they laughed at me again. Now, it seems, and my family thinks I'm nuts. You know, Dad, why are you doing this? Why are you wasting your time? You know, there are a bunch of bozos that just don't get it. Why are you doing this? And I thought it was the right thing to do, and I may do it again. I don't know. Depends on how much time I'm willing to waste. But it is clear that decentralized is the way to go. But we are bucking, that's spelled with a B, those who have financial gain. The large corporations that have financial gain in mind, we are challenging them with this decentralization. And they don't want to lose their position in life. You know, these mega paychecks. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Well, absolutely. That's one of the biggest barriers. That the, as I said, it was a very capital-intensive industry for 100 years or over a century. And so you built up a huge financial interest in this through the banks and the big utility companies. And over 60% of the power in the United States is generated by investor-owned utilities. And that's been a very good investment for the years because over the years because they're guaranteed the monopoly rates and by local regulators. But what this is, this new movement toward the economics of distributed generation is challenging that, and it's creating a lot of turmoil because people have the option of buying in their own systems. And we have a new term that's entered the vocabulary, the prosumer. That means the concept that every consumer of electricity could also be a potential producer. So the new word is prosumer, producer, consumer. And community power, where you're still connected to the grid, but you're not depending on power coming into the grid from outside. You're just sharing it with your neighbors. It becomes a community effort. And this is challenging the model. The IOU, I said the IOUs, the investor-owned utilities, have 60% of the market. The other is really co-ops like you're referring to, are municipal power companies, but a lot of them are also heavily invested in the out-of-date technology, the old technologies. And when they do want to get solar, they try to make it look like the centralized grid that they're used to, which is large solar farms and wind farms. And, you know, that's better than using coal, I suppose, but it's not going to really deal with the basic issue, because in a minute we'll talk further about the benefit, other benefits of having that localized control over your power, such as resiliency. The dependency on big corporations and institutions is becoming a major issue, in a political issue. People just don't like getting jerked around by these companies.
As you're saying this, I'm thinking about the four directions of the compass: north, south, east, and west. And in the United States, you know, south is where you'd want to point your solar panels. Well, I'm thinking that if there are four directions, there are probably one quarter of the roofs in the United States that are facing south. One quarter of them. So if we wanted to put solar panels up, there we go. We've got pretty darn close to an okay angle aimed at the south in one quarter of the homes. Heck, this doesn't seem like it's a monumental task to convince people that they can do this.
Yeah, they can.
All we need to have is...
They can put the ground mount solar in their backyard or in their carport or some other places on their property as well.
There you go. And that's for the other three quarters of the roofs that aren't facing south. Dr. Sheckley and I'll be right back right after these few short commercial announcements.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning
Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Plus, I'd like to thank USA Prepares instructor Katie Singer for introducing me to Dr. Tim Sheckley. Katie called me and she said, you need to talk to Tim Sheckley and have him on the air. And Katie, thank you so much. Dr. Sheckley, as we look at climate change, you know, we used to call it global warming, but now we realize that it's violent climate change and not just global warming. There's swings in both directions. How does that impact the new energy economy?
Well, that brings up a subject that I would call resiliency and sustainability. Those are the terms that we use now. I'll give you an example. The way that solar PV systems, photovoltaic systems, worked in the past for many years is that you put solar panels on your roof, you buy an inverter, and then you just plug it in, and it feeds power back to the grid when the sun's shining. And when the sun at night, you just use the draw power from the grid. So that's called net metering, and you're just paying for you're getting paid back at the same price as you're buying it for, basically, because it's running the meter backwards when it's producing power and feeding it to the grid. The only problem with that is when the grid fails, as it did in New Jersey in Superstorm Sandy, New Jersey has one of the highest penetrations of solar PV in the United States. But when they were hit with this storm, most of those systems did not work. In other words, the people living there, the power grid was just damaged heavily throughout that area, but they couldn't use their solar panels because the systems weren't designed to allow them to use that power at all. It was only designed to be fed into the power grid. So if there's no grid, then you got no power. Well, if you put a battery with the system and you use some of these new electronic inverters and switches, smart switches that you were referring to earlier, you can have the system automatically switch off of the grid onto the battery system. You know, you were talking about how you flip the light switch to change which circuits are being powered. Well, very smart electronic switches are built into these inverters that can switch a circuit without interruption. So, you know, the power is in an AC power system, the power is reversing 60 times a second. Well, what it does is it waits till it's reversing when there's a zero voltage, and it flips the switch quickly, without you even knowing it, and switches the circuit. So you would wire your house a little bit differently. You might have separate the house into the normal main electric panel loads, and you might then have a priority load switch panel or circuit breaker panel where in the priority load panel would involve your refrigeration and communication and vital things like that that you would want to have operating even when the power grid is off. And then you'd have other things like a lot of your lighting or water heaters and things like that hooked to the main panel. And the system would be smart enough to switch when it needed to. The other benefit to that is that these systems, these new inverters, are smart enough to help the local grid synchronize its frequency and voltage so that when, you know, a cloud comes across the sky, there's a dip in the power, a little bit in the power production in the neighborhood. The thing can squirt a little electricity into the grid from the battery, just a little bit, and that will smooth it out. It will enable a much smoother localized power generation and also make the community more independent of the main big power grid. So the more of that, it allows a much higher penetration of solar energy. It can achieve penetrations normally. If you get more than about 10 to 15% of the power in a given feeder or circuit off of a substation in the neighborhood, over about 15 to 20% of that is solar, then you have a stability issue. If there's fluctuations in the solar generation, but if you have these smart systems with batteries that can back up the neighborhood, whether it's located in your house or maybe a community battery sitting at one of the substations or somewhere down the street, then you get the solar penetration up to well over half or even 30 to 50% with the present technology, and then the further we go, the better that will get. So in dealing with climate change, we're going to see a lot more storms. We're seeing fires. We're seeing all these things happening, and we're going to see more of it. And so this increase in the resiliency, this is what we call resiliency, the ability to essentially use your own solar power, whether or not the grid is working, and also for your neighborhood to be able to do that too. So that's one of the responses and toward a more sustainable, long-term sustainable system.
You know, I was advocating this, and as I was greeting people at in the lobby for the evening's election of selection of the board of directors, somebody said to me, "Okay, like smart Alec, how do you actually propose that this system would work?" And I said, "It's kind of easy. You know, those of us with solar panels can feed our excess electricity to the grid and be compensated for it. Right now we're paying 5.4 cents per kilowatt hour wholesale, and the utility is selling it at about 10 cents per kilowatt, you know, doubling the price." And I said, "Wouldn't it be nice if the utility were to pay us half of that, like 2 cents or 2.5 cents?
Yeah.
We'd be happy. The customers would be happy. The bills would be lower. We would have more electricity assurance that it would be there. It'd be a more stable platform. And if the electric cooperative, would incentivize and teach and educate a lot of the farmers around here who have the real estate to put these solar arrays up, I think it would work." And, you know, it still goes laughed at. The problem is, that's not the way we do it. We haven't done it that way. Why should we change? Well, I think we should change because of the things like Superstorm Sandy that it knocked out water. It knocked out electricity. It was a really big problem for a lot of people. It was horrific. And I'm with you. But the powers that be are really digging their heels in. They literally, how much do they want to prevent other voices from educating people? Well, they only allowed me 2 minutes on stage, literally 2 minutes, to communicate to thousands of people the message that we're talking about here for an hour. And it's impossible, especially when they're digging in. They're saying, "Listen, I'd rather hear the band play tonight rather than hear, you know, Vin Finelli talk about sustainability and protecting the grid and lower electric bills. Give me some more hot dogs, popcorn. Rather have some of those cans of soda and potato chips and the band. That's why I'm here." It's tough. It really is tough to convince the masses that for their own good, they ought to pay attention, at least for a little bit. And are you seeing this, or is this just me?
Oh, absolutely. You got to remember that a lot of these utilities, whether they're investor-owned utilities, the big ones, or whether they're the co-ops and REAs and rural electric associations or even municipal power companies, they have been in business a long time, and they have committed to long-term contracts to buy power, a lot of it coal-generated, and it's a traumatic issue for them, to switch over. They're stuck with a lot of these power companies are like the municipal utility in Fort Collins here in Colorado is heavily, and they'd like to switch, and all the people that live there would like to switch to renewable energy. But the problem is they heavily invested in coal. They even own a coal mine in western Colorado that they've got to figure out how to get out of. But this what you're doing, I think, in moving to try to play a new role in your local co-op is exactly the topic of a new book that I just got that in fact Katie Singer pointed me to, was the Energy Democracy, Advancing Equity and Clean Energy Solutions. And it's a lot of case studies about around the country of power companies, many of them municipal or rural electric associations, that are very stuck in this rut, and it's about case studies about how people were able to go in and take over some of those and make them more democratic. And the title again is Energy Democracy: Advancing Equity and Clean Energy Solutions. I highly recommend it. It's just published this year by Denise Fairchild and Al Weinrub, and there are cases all over the United States.
I'm going to see if I can contact them and get some more information, get the book, read the book, and see if we can have them on the air as well. Because I think it's important that we do decentralize. And all of the things that you said, I totally agree with. However, the customer is really not paying attention. They pay attention when the electricity stops, but they don't pay attention while everything's working fine, and they take it for granted. And our utility keeps raising its prices. It has had 7 price increases in 14 years. And I've even tried the argument with, well, let's lower the electric bill. And they go, well, you know what? I'm okay with the electric bill. I like it right where it is. I mean,
that's great.
And it's a real tough argument. And the only thing I could come up with was, okay, so you go to the store and it's on sale, and you go, you know what? I'm not going to buy it right now because it's on sale. I'm going to wait till it goes to full price. Really, they don't want a better value. That's what they're saying. They're okay with the way it is. They don't want more energy security. They don't want lower bills. This is really a tough nut to crack. And my problem was I went head-to-head with trying to dethrone the chairman of the board. I need to pick on someone lower than that next time. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why you got your
take my when you go for 2 seconds?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Tim Sheckley's with us. Dr. Sheckley, I just found the book Energy Democracy, Advancing Equity in Clean Energy Solutions. Denise Fairchild and Al Weinrub. Do you have their contact information that you could give me off the air?
I'm sorry, I don't. But I'm. Okay. I'd like to. I'm gonna look it up myself too. Just really intrigued with the book.
Okay. If I find it, I will forward it to you, and to Katie. And if you guys find it, it'd be great if you could share it with me, and we can all work on this project. So here's my question. So let's say in the electric cooperative that I'm a member of, there are 35,000 customers. Let's say we were really, really successful in producing PV or photovoltaic power. Let's say we got 10,000 of us all on board and we're contributing to producing power for our own member-owned, not investor-owned, but we are a member-owned electric cooperative. So it's in our interest to protect our interests. So let's say we get 10,000 of us all doing this. Is there a downside? I can't think of one. Can you think of a downside to us doing this?
You know, I don't. I can't. I think not just is there no downside. I mean, we're all used to having the flipping the switch and having the light come on, and the power company somewhere does something we don't know or understand, and that's very easy. So I guess you'd say the downside is you got to think about it, and you got to understand what you're a little bit better, what you're so dependent on. That's the downside. You've got to educate yourself a little bit. It's not as easy as just flipping the switch anymore. But on the other hand, there's other benefits that we didn't even mention, and there's icing on the cake. I would bring up the issue of community broadband and fiber. There's a couple of good examples of electric utilities that did that. There's Chattanooga, Tennessee has their own city owns the electric system there, and a few years ago they decided, well, we have to run optical fiber, high speed communications around the town to help control our power grid anyway. Why don't we just run it to everybody's house and provide everybody in the city with access to super high speed internet access? Well, they did that, and they can supply 1 gigabit per second to every subscriber at a very reasonable price, along with their electricity, and it's resulted in a huge economic boom for economic development for Chattanooga. Exactly the same thing happened last year here in Colorado, in Longmont, Colorado, a neighboring town to where I live. Has its own electric company. It's a municipally owned electric utility. They're also working on solar energy, but they had the opportunity to go ahead and run optical fiber all over the town in preparation for a lot of that. And they supply for $49 a month. They supply 1 gigabit internet access to everybody that wants it, and it's a symmetrical service, so that it means the upload and download speeds are a gigabit. They're all the same, and it's not like you're just watching videos on your Comcast cable. It's like you have the ability to actually host a server of your own. If you want to start a business in your house or do business from your home, you have just as good access as anybody, even a big company. So, the economic benefit of that is starting to be felt here too. My city, the city of Boulder, would plan to do that in the next couple of years. And Fort Collins up the road here has just passed a ballot issue to bond that type of a system. So that's the icing on the cake. It makes the electricity run better, and even more renewable energy can go into the grid. By connecting with the control systems in everybody's house, everybody's smart solar systems, and plus you get good, fast, cheap internet access.
That's awesome. And Dr. Richard Allen Miller, one of our instructors, was in Chattanooga also a couple of years ago teaching about permaculture and sustainable agriculture. So Chattanooga is the city to watch. Dr. Sheckley, thank you so much for being with us today and sharing information. We'll have to do this again and again and again.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
You're so welcome. I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.